Here's a thought I'll title, One Lens to Rule Them All. Yes, I'm a Lord of the Rings fan, and sometimes that thought process leaks over into my photography. But what I'm trying to get at here is the idea of super zoom lenses, which are a category of optics that has been so attractive to so many photographers over the years, because wouldn't it be great to have one lens that did everything, that did wide-angle lens, that did normal focus lens, that did telephoto lens, that did macro lens, that did low-light photography, and in essence, everything we could throw at it. Super zoom lens cameras seem to be so seductive. But my experience is every time I've purchased and owned a super zoom lens thinking it would solve a problem and make it a lot more convenient in the field and etc., they've always left me disappointed somehow. There's something about them that just doesn't meet my requirements. Oftentimes, it's optical characteristics like corner aberrations, or they're just not as sharp as other lenses. And so every super zoom lens that I've purchased, I've ended up not using and always been a little disappointed that I couldn't find a super zoom lens, one lens that would do everything I needed it to do, at least in terms of focal lengths. And maybe I can get by without the macro aspect, but even just focal lengths, the super zoom lenses just don't seem to do the job for me. And to be honest, I'm kind of surprised at that. With today's ultra-advanced lens designs and ultra-finite manufacturing tolerances, it seems that there always is some kind of compromise that makes a super zoom lens not measure up to non-super zoom lenses, which leads me to a little statistical analysis. Just for grins, I went into Lightroom and did a little metadata analysis over the last 7 years, looking at all the captures that I've made over the last 8 years. I chose that because that was when I purchased the longish zoom lens that I seem to be using so much these days. And I looked at my captures since then and was surprised that statistically in the last 8 years, I've made 92% of my captures with just two lenses that cover the super zoom range of focal lengths. And both of these lenses are unbelievably sharp. The sharpest lenses I've ever used, the highest quality images, at least in terms of optical characteristics that I've ever used. I love the bokeh on both of them. They've turned out to be real workhorses. And 92% is pretty good. It may not be one lens to rule them all, but it's two lenses that rule 92% of my captures. And the remaining 8% are with sort of ultra-specialty lenses, incredibly long lenses, or fisheye lenses, or other lenses that are used for special occasions. But if I can get 92% of what I want to accomplish done with two lenses, I can't complain about that at all. And maybe that idea of having one super zoom lens that does everything is simply not a functional reality with the equipment that I have, with the subjects that I tend to photograph, with the way I want to represent the world in my photography. So I guess my search and my longing for that super zoom is going to be retired as I instead revel in the two lenses that seem to do everything I need them to do, with very few exceptions. The two lenses I'm so happy with, I suppose I could name them here, but I'm not sure that would do you any good, because you may not be using the same cameras that I'm using, the same subjects that I'm photographing, the same aesthetic that I'm representing in my images. What I'm suggesting is maybe this kind of statistical analysis might be useful to determine what lenses you're actually using that are providing the images that you really need. And if that's a reasonably high percentage, like it is in my case, maybe that gives us a certain comfort level that helps eliminate a certain gear acquisition syndrome relative to lenses.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.